Oh, yeah. I'm like, what is that?
Okay, I've just texted the other two selectmen. If everybody's ready.
Sure.
Hey, good morning, Adam.
Morning.
And good morning, Bob DiPietro.
Good morning.
At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is Tuesday, July 25th at 9 a.m., the special AP meeting of the Board of Selectmen. And welcome everybody in a July time. And I am at a friend's home in Vermont, so they're very gracious to extend the use of their office. At this time, I'd like to act and consider, I've texted the other two selectmen and I have not heard back from them, so I think it's the three of us. We have the AP before us. Are there any questions, Bob or Adam, on any of the items on the AP? I didn't see anything that draw my attention to.
I've got one on page 8, Novus Insight Town High Priority Remediation Project, $15,325. What is that?
That is our,
who are they?
That's our cybersecurity upgrades.
Oh, okay. That's just an installment, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It's so they've been billing us based on how much work they complete in the overall project, and they do feel like they are within budget.
Okay. Bob, do you have a question?
Tell you the truth, Pam. I did not get chance to look at this.
Sounds good. And I just got it. We'll take a moment's break if that's all right. And Bob Morris said he will be on in 1 minute.
Made it.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. Glad to
hey,
have
Bob.
You here.
Sorry to be running in from the fields.
Not a problem. I'm glad you made it. We are on item number 2 for the special AP meeting on the agenda. Act and consider on the AP. Anything on there on the list that you find of interest? Adam did bring up Nova, the $15,000.
Yeah.
And
I have another question.
Please go ahead.
On page 7, there's a software charge for open government. It's about $24,000. Is that an annual charge? Is that a subscription that's, over a period of years?
That's an annual charge, and that is for the software that operates the land use department, building permits. We're using
right.
it. We've expanded it into other areas of town hall. We use it for dump passes. We use it for online dog permitting. So that's what that is. That's an annual software cost.
That's pretty high for an annual subscription.
Unfortunately, they all are. You know, even when we get into our proprietary systems for the for Tyler, for the finance department. We get into the one for the tax collector's office. They're all quite expensive.
Right. Some of them have discounts if you have multi-year contracts. Do we have any of those, or is that
this is
every year?
This is a multi-year contract that's negotiated through Capital Region Council of Governments.
Oh, okay. That seems very high for a licensing fee for a software package, even for something like that.
Well, again, remember, they have a small window of buyers. That's why they.
Oh yeah, I mean they're exerting some market dominance, but
yeah,
still,
yeah,
that's a very high.
It's tough, but that's yeah.
we don't have a lot of places to go to.
No, you don't. No, and it's a very effective program too.
All right. Any other questions? Do I have other questions? Bob Moore, did you have a question on anything?
No, ma'am.
Bob DiPietro, did you have a chance to look at it? Okay, you're good. Adam, anything else?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll ask for a vote. All in favor, please say aye of accepting the AP as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I need a first and a second.
That's true.
Oh. I'll move the adoption.
Thank you.
And a second? Bob DiPietro, will you second? Oh, Adam Taylor seconds. And then I'll call for the vote again. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We have four yeses and one absent. Mr. Aramita is absent. At this time, we'll act and consider on library page and substitute wage increases. Jim, would you take that, please, for just
Kathy's going to take
Kathy,
that.
An explanation?
So when we did the raises at the last Board of Selectmen meeting, we were incorrect in putting in the rates that you saw were their rates before they actually got raised minimum wage. So minimum wage has gone up and the rates have gone up. So we had, I think, 14 and 14.50 on there, and it's actually $15 now for both of them. But we normally pay, I believe, pages 50 cents more than the substitutes. So we really should be at 15 and 15.50. And do we leave it there, or do we do the 2.75% on top of that that you gave everybody?
Somebody has something else going on in the background. Thank you.
There's a lot of talking going here.
Oh, that's all right then. Fine. We can't control that part, obviously. At this point, I would open it for discussion. Bob Mora, do you have a thought process?
I'll go back over that. So their increase due to the minimum wage increase was what?
They went up to $15. Minimum wage went up to $15.
They went up roughly 90 cents, Bob.
Okay. All right.
But keep in mind that you voted on recreation, and she already had that in there. So you've given them,
right,
I believe, the same raise on top of going up on the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
So, Kathy, what is
that
your
intentional
recommendation? Hang on one second. Let's go one at a time. Bob DiPietro?
I want to know what Kathy's recommendation is.
Kathy, your recommendation, please.
I think if we've already upped, if we have recreation and other people that already had it in the budget, and we had the numbers where they are at minimum wage of $15, and we gave them a 2.75, I don't see how you can't do it.
Should be consistent.
I agree.
Adam?
Well, the reason we did 2.75 is we negotiated an increase in with the unions at 2.75 over their then current rates. So if people already got an increase because of the minimum wage increase, and that was, by my count, that was 6%.
Yeah.
Why are we bumping them an additional 2.75%?
But these aren't.
I don't understand union. That.
These are not union employees. These are non-union, I believe.
Yeah, they're non-union.
Well, exactly. But the only reason they're getting an increase is because we're matching what we gave the union employees, right? So why are we effectively giving them a higher increase than we were giving negotiated union employees? That doesn't make sense.
With a 6% raise that Adam has calculated, that is
that's
certainly 90 more
cents on 14.10.
Yes.
Well, when your contracts were negotiated too, the raises weren't in effect. Some of these, the contracts go back 2 or 3 years.
Oh, the contracts were like summer.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Oh, okay. So contracts went back that summer. So they went up. Whatever, they're 2.75, but nobody figured in minimum wage going up.
What were they hired at, Kathy? What were they told upon hire for a salary?
It was around $14 an hour. And they've effectively, as Adam said, gotten a 6% raise as a result of the change in minimum wage.
And that's already taken place?
That's already taken place. But it was
except
not
that now there's no spread between substitutes and regulars, right?
Right.
That's correct.
And Kathy, you said that in the past it had been a 50 cent differential. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And I believe it's the pages make more than the substitutes, but I'd have to double check that. But yeah, it's definitely a 50 cent difference.
Which is, I'm hearing from the board, is there a comfort level that there's a separation between the library page and the substitute wage?
Yeah, I mean, before, were we paying them all minimum wage, but then we gave the pages an extra 50%, 50 cents, rather? Is that what we were doing?
Yes, the pages always made more.
Than the substitutes?
Yes.
And did they, well, which means they always made more than the minimum wage, right? Because you can't do it any other way.
Right.
Right.
So, okay. So I would just, I mean, if we were paying them, if it's a minimum wage job and we were paying them minimum wage or minimum wage plus 50 cents before, then that's what I would do now.
Yeah.
So you're saying $15.50.
Right.
Right.
For both?
The library pages.
Just, let's pages. Take one at a time. Library page, we'll start with the one at a time.
$15.50 for them, 50 cents above minimum wage. And for the substitutes, if we were always paying the minimum wage, pay the minimum wage. That's the 6% increase.
Adam, would you like to make, let's have some further discussion before we get into a motion. Bob DiPietro?
I agree.
Okay, Bob Moore?
That's where I'm going.
Okay, Adam, would you like to make a motion?
I move that we adjust the library page pay to $15.50 an hour and the substitute pay, wage to $15 an hour.
I'll second the motion. Oh, Bob DiPietro second it. I'll back up.
We have Bob Squared seconding. Bob and Bob. Bob DiPietro seconds. Thank you. Is there any further discussion on the matter? Kathy, are you clear on what the motion is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, it's four yeses and with one absent, Mr. Aramita. Going then down to item number five, act and consider the wage increases for the senior center secretary and program personnel. Kathy?
So they were completely left off of the sheet when we did non-union salaries. So we just totally forgot them. Unfortunately, and they make more than minimum wage at this point.
It's not quite
right.
We love them. We haven't forgotten them.
Tell them we're sorry.
Forgot them on paper.
Yeah, it just off the paper. Just fell off.
Yes.
Kathy, can you share us what the current is, or Jim?
I don't know what the current is, but my recommendation would be that we, you know, give these guys a 2.75% increase. Retroactive to July 1st, as the others were.
And they are non-union, correct?
They are non-union. Right.
Thank you. Let's go around the board. Bob Mora?
Mm-hmm. No, that's where we normally would. What we would have done.
Thank you. Bob DiPietro?
I agree.
Adam Teller?
I agree.
Adam, you want to make another motion?
Sure. I move that we increase the wage for the senior center secretary and program coordinator administrative assistant by 2.75% in each case over their most recent established salary or most recent established wage.
And retroactive, sir?
Retroactive to July 1st.
Thank you. And a second, Bob Moore, seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 We have four ayes and one absent. Thank you. We're going to move on to a little bit more complicated issue for the moment, I believe, but it's becoming more and more clear, and that is to act on what project we would like to see on item number six, to apply for a STEEP grant, the state STEEP grant, which, and if you remember, is a maximum of $500,000. A lot of the projects have been discussed between town personnel, and some have been, though they're dreams, we would like to do them. Either they're cost prohibitive or they are unable to do them at this time. Jim, would you like the floor?
Sure. Well, I'd like to put on the record that it's also the STEEP grant has no cost share requirement, although it's recommended that a 20% cost share, you know, may get you extra points in consideration. The last STEEP grant we applied for, we said that we would match with some in-kind services, and I would expect that that's what we would do here, but there would actually be no cash outlay on behalf of the town if we were to get the grant. So we've kicked around a couple of ideas, and I know that we discussed it briefly at the last Board of Selectmen's meeting. The grant application is due August 18th, so I am hopeful that the board will be able to make a decision today so that I can move forward and get the grant applied for. The two projects that percolate up to the top are the work at Herrick Park to upgrade those fields. And the other project potential would be the restrooms at the farm. I think we have a better chance of getting the grant for Herrick Park simply because that is a shovel ready project. The design work is largely done at this point. No design work has even started other than a conceptual rendering of restrooms at the farm. So, you know, as much as I would like to do that, and I think it would enhance the ability to use the farm, I think we have a better chance of being successful with the Herrick Park project.
Thank you. Open the floor to questions.
What's the
Bob? I'm sorry,
What's the nature of the upgrades to the fields at Herrick? Is it a complete drainage fix or what?
So it was drainage and realigning fields so that they could get more fields in there. We can send you the information if you like. We can try to scan that and send it over to you.
My understanding is that we need to build an extra set of fields on that are, as you're proceeding in the driveway, opposite to the left of the playground, in order to be able to take the other fields offline to do a lot of drainage. So Jim, I need to understand, I think, a little bit better. Would this money be used to create the new fields in that space, the new space, or is it to do really, the drainage?
Yeah, it's both. It's the drainage and reconfiguration of fields to get more playing fields.
And do you think that's doable with $500,000 plus some in-house contribution?
We have some funds in the capital budget already for the Herrick Park project. So I do believe that between the STEEP grant and that we would be able to complete the project.
Adam?
Jim, let me just make sure I understand. As you drive in, There was a plan to put soccer fields to the left of the driveway. You're not talking about that, right? You're just talking about taking the existing fields over on the right behind the building and redraining them and reconfiguring them so we get another field out of that space?
That's my understanding of the project, yes.
Okay, because that's a whole different thing. And I'm really kind of unclear how we could get another field out of that space and still make it usable for two sports, which it is. I mean, we've used it, well, three if you count softball and baseball, right?
About more?
Excuse me. One of the things that we did years ago that we didn't expand upon, to the west of the existing field, we had filled that area in and really not did a major development of it. If you were to include that in, in the existing piece, you then can reconfigure the field and probably add one more playing field into it. Unlike what we had planned on the other side is, I mean, that's a total remake, and we'd make two separate soccer fields on it.
Right.
Yeah. This one is.
It'd be nice
this
if one, we could do it yeah, all.
This one really is a redraining and an expansion of what exists on that other side. And it's kind of like we should have that right before we do the next one, quite frankly. And then let's face it, if we're able to successfully get this grant and add more field, you know, look at our population, look at the people that use it. That's probably going to be adequate for the town for at least the next 10, 15 years or more. So, I mean, I'm looking at it fiscally, because if we were to do the other project, that would, I don't know if you could do it for the 500,000. I doubt you could.
It's heavily used right now. There's a lot of pressure on those fields. So I understand that there's need for this, and we certainly know Bolton drainage is always an issue. I think this is a big, I think money like this would solve a lot of the problem.
Yeah, what?
Bob DiPietro?
Who uses this field? Harrow Park.
Jim and Kathy?
Well, we have a lot of in-town uses it at this point. We used to have some people rent it. We have not of late, probably since right before COVID. And we just haven't had people come back looking to rent fields. But we do occasionally.
We do have a very large soccer program. We have some baseball going on. We have baseball practices.
Yeah, softball.
Softball. And we also have a wonderful skating area when it gets flooded in the winter. That is a lot of fun. There are a lot of teams going from kindergarten and actually younger than kindergarten. And we've got some T-ball stuff that goes on for soccer all the way up through eighth grade. And so multiple teams, and they're the town teams. So very, very well used. And I see a lot of pressure there when I go to watch certain family members play.
And if you can get a new, really good soccer field up there, you might be able to ease some of the pressures over the high school one.
That's where I was going. I'm afraid he didn't miss that, but that's where I was
going. It would ease that pressure that field is, there's no substitute for it than what they have there. Everything's got to be played on those fields. So this, you know, if based on what it sounds like done right, it could ease that pressure by at least having some of the games there.
I would like to think about this money for that usage. And then next year, when the steep grant rolls around again, to get ourselves a little more prepared to look at the toilet facilities, beginning the toilet facilities, or either rule it out, perhaps for use of this money at Heritage Farm, because I think that's one of the things we'll be looking at as we get past the next hurdle of the septic fields at the farm and usage, possible water usage down there. So is there further discussion you'd like to have on applying for a steep grant for the Herrick Park soccer fields for current use and upgrade that is needed?
No, I'll move. That's the grant we applied for, with the comment that the
Herrick Can you make a full motion, please, Bob?
I'll make a motion that we apply for the grant for the upgrade and expansion of the fields at Herrick Park.
Thank you, Bob DiPietro. Bob Moore, you have the floor.
The comment, on the comment is the bathroom facilities at the farm, that should be considered after we install the fields, the leaching fields and the septic system there. That makes the most sense. And that would put you in a much better position to get a grant approved. Because if you apply for bathroom facilities and you don't even have a septic system for it, I doubt you've got a chance in hell of getting that grant.
Thank you. And thank you for that discussion. Adam, do you have a comment?
I generally agree with Bob Mora on that. I think the Heritage Farm project is something that we should position ourselves to apply for next year.
Thank you. Very good. If there's no further comment, seeing no hands up, we have a motion on the table and it was seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have four yeses and one absent. At this time then, thank you. We'll move on to number seven, discussion of the brush truck. You remember that we have a replaced brush truck that we got with a new one with a FEMA grant, and it has been showed off in the Memorial Day parade to the residents, and even Bob Peters had a ride in it. So we have the old brush truck, and we had, as a board, decided to try and sell it. We were trying to go for the high end of $15,000 to sell it. Jim, would you like to talk about the responses?
Well, there haven't been any responses. We've tried to sell this in a number of ways and in a number of places, and our staff has tried to get involved in the process because they'd really like to see it out of the stored area in the town garage. And realistically, what we're finding is that we can find these trucks all day long, every day, for around $5,000.
Right.
So the recommendation, I think, at this point is to re-advertise on the town's website with a reserve of $5,000 and see what we can do. And that there seems to be some local interest, and it kind of would be nice if somebody, you know, local bought it and restored it. And maybe brought it back to ride in a parade or something at some point. But at this point, we have exhausted every resource we can at the $15,000 mark. And because we had done this through a motion of the Board of Selectmen, it will take a motion to change that.
Jim, can I ask one question, please, about the parts? Would this also include the parts vehicle that's behind the town garage?
If they don't go with the vehicle, they will disappear shortly thereafter.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's something on my list. Can I hear from the board? Bob Mora?
I'm the only one that was there when we got it. It was donated to us. It was used as a plow truck by Simonize. And we, the members of the department, actually built the frame on it and did all that. So it really cost the town nothing. Other than the normal maintenance that we've done and upgrade, safety upgrades we put in over the years. So $5,000, it is where the market is. It's in that range. So you know, if it were fully restored, maybe you'd get to $15,000, but not that. So my recommendation, in fact, I'd make it a motion that we put it out for a rebid with the bottom of $5,000. Or what's the term, Jim? I want to use
the reserve
of $5,000.
Bob Petro?
And if not that, put it on Carvana.
Yeah.
Just don't do the Carfax though. Bob Petro?
I'll second that.
So we have a motion, but that Bob that you didn't realize, but you were making a motion apparently.
Yeah.
Bob Mora makes the motion. Bob DePietro seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have four yeses and one absent. Thank you, guys. Moving on to number eight. We have two appointments to approve. We have David Lynn has agreed he's on the Inland Wetlands as an alternate, and he's agreed and would like to become a full member. Could I have a motion? Adam?
Yes, I move that we appoint Mr. Lynn to full membership on the Inland Wetlands
Commission. Thank you. And a second, please. Bob Mora seconds. Any discussion? They're very pleased to have him. So it's a good, I think it'll be a very good fit again. He's he's well up on the issues. Could I, I have a motion and I have a second. Then I'll, if there's no comment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four yeses and one absent. Going on to B, Matthew Rivers. Again, he's alternate on conservation, and he would like to be, and there is interest and acceptance on his part to become a full member. So we're grateful for his service also. Could I have a motion to move him from alternate to full member?
Sure, I'll do that.
Bob Morris makes that motion. And a second, please.
Second.
Thank you, Adam. Any comments? All in favor say aye then.
Aye.
Aye.
Four ayes. Thank you very much. And because this is a special meeting, there is nothing added to this document. There was one question on number three about the budget transfers. Kathy will, and Jim will come back if we need to, right? If I have this correctly with the budget transfer.
If we have anything that we have to cover, we'll do it at the next regular meeting.
Thank you. And there may be one that we know of at this time. For the good of the cause, I'd like to say thank you very much and happy summer. And we will see you the first Tuesday in August, which is right around the corner. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all. Bye.